few crucial methods for raising the money required to keep your sports team operating. Each team member may pay dues, but if you want the team to be open to everyone, it probably won't be enough to raise the money you'll need. Perhaps you've combed your neighborhood for small and regional companies to sponsor your squad. This is a fantastic method to increase your fundraising for sports teams' efforts and your community participation, and it also presents a special chance for nearby companies to promote their public relations. But once more, here, fundraising is involved. Effective fundraising is a key ability that might make or destroy your sports organization. Join forces with nearby companies. Find small, neighborhood businesses to sponsor you or your team by looking around your neighborhood. A win situation: joining with a local firm. You generate money for yourself or your group, and the nearby company gets active in the neighborhood and receives some favorable press. Business collaborations also have the potential for several channels. You may use, for instance, your club's Instagram following if it is sizable. You may collaborate with a company by regularly mentioning them on Instagram as part of their sponsorship. Field day. It is often a good idea, especially on a sunny summer day. Request your nationals over for a day of activities, delicious food, and amusement. Consider a range of activities that you know will be fun for your audience. To raise money for your team, impose an admission fee. Sell concessions to make some additional money. On a boiling summer day, lemonade, chilled watermelon, and ice cream are likely to be popular. Trainer challenge. For sports teams of all sizes, the coach challenge may be a very successful fundraising strategy. First, choose a challenging but feasible fundraising target. The coach offers to engage in some outrageous behavior if this objective is achieved. There are several choices, such as performing the chicken dance, shaving their head, or dressing as an extraterrestrial. The challenge should be absurd and entertaining to encourage supporters to give and meet the fundraising target. Support an athlete. The likelihood that we experience greater empathy and a desire to lend a helping hand in circumstances where tragedies involve a specific, identifiable individual is greater than in circumstances where the victims are a larger, more ambiguous group of people, rendering a broadly acknowledged fundraising principle, also known as identifiable victim effect. Instead of funding the entire squad, ask donors to support a specific athlete. Donors frequently find it simpler to relate to a person than a group. Message former students. You probably have experience working with athletes if you raise money for a sports team. Think about calling or emailing these people and requesting financial assistance. With the strong sense of community and belonging that team sports can engender, your alumni may be eager to return the favor to the group that so generously supported them while they were kids. Vehicle wash on game day. Car washes are a popular and easy way for both individuals and organizations to raise money for charitable purposes. A car wash may be planned as a standalone event at any time of the year. Some soap and water, enthusiastic volunteers, who may be members of your team, and effective marketing. Plan to wash your car instead on the day of the game. The benefit of this is that a sizable audience will be in attendance to see the game. Simply place signs across the parking lot inviting volunteers to take modest donations from anyone who wishes to have their cars cleaned. Walkathon. A common fundraising event that is great for bringing the Premier Players Community Sports Foundation together via a sociable physical activity. Walkathons offer a lot of potential for making money, although they may require considerable planning. Your walkathon should be thoroughly thought out in advance and vigorously promoted. Your walkathon participants register as supporters, who then collect pledges from others willing to donate a certain amount for each mile or kilometer walked. Your sports team receives the funds when participants complete the walkathon. Rent a team. Everyone wishes someone else will take care of some jobs, including gardening, mowing the yard, and decluttering. If some persons like doing things, everyone appreciates a break from taking care of the house, the garden, the kids, and the dogs. To assist you in organizing this fundraising event, promote a Rent-A-Team program to the greater community. You may employ members of your team to help with a range of tasks, such as gardening, organizing, cleaning, childcare, and more, in exchange for a present to the team. To raise money, decide on a fair hourly fee. Include any additional, uncommon skills that some of your team members could have in the list, for example, photography. Ensure a list of activities and tasks has been authorized. For instance, you wouldn't want your crew to be hired to clean up dangerous machinery or highly neglected homes. To save costs, ask the families of your team members to give some cleaning materials or ask a sponsor to provide some. Push junk. Some people hang on to pricey items because they are unclear about what else to do with them. Others throw them away. Even seemingly useless objects like old phones, worn-out computers, empty ink cartridges, and other items can be exchanged for cash. First, you are aware that you may exchange for money locally or internationally. Do some study if you are unfamiliar with the programs. Then, ask neighbors in your area to give any unnecessary items. Decide on a drop-off location before promoting your event. Encourage team members to bring these goods to the drop-off location, along with their families and other community members. Because you are essentially asking for unwanted objects and may even be doing your contributors a favor by relieving them of the need to find a method to dispose of these items securely, this may be a highly successful sports team fundraiser.